smile, gentle soul and a flair for style. Tried his best to please his mom, did his chores, got his homework done. Bully coiled to attack that beautiful lad in the schoolyard, enlisting his gang to sink their fangs to that child's innocent heart. Oh, bully, what have you done? You said you and your gang were just having fun, calling him faggot, calling him queer, spewing your venom to his ear. Day arrived, that lad couldn't go inside that schoolyard, so filled with pending doom. So he stayed at home instead and hung himself in his room. Oh, bully, what have you done? You said you and your gang were just having fun, calling him faggot, calling him queer, spewing your venom to his ear. Now beneath the cold gray sky, the hearse rolls by, snaking along behind, and the kids in the gang come over and hang at the edge of the sidewalk to try and catch a glimpse of the ghost that will haunt them the rest of their lives.
That song was called Oh Bully, and I think that's a powerful song. It was inspired by the suicide of Carl Walker Hoover, an 11-year-old victim of anti-gay bullying. And I was not at all surprised that it came out of an artist going just by the name Link. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part two of Out Radio for September. Diane Lincoln just goes by Link, and her music challenges the world around her. And I've got a feeling she just can't help it. That's one of the qualities that resulted in her being voted Musical Artist for 2009 at the Stonewall Society's Pride in the Arts Awards last spring. In fact, I got to announce her winning that at the broadcast ceremony. She's released 4 full-length albums since her first one in 2004, and I was pleased to talk with her. Her latest CD is called RX and the Side Effects, and I started by asking her about that one.
I was an independent pharmacist for my entire career, and I owned my own pharmacy. And at some point in time, it just was no longer fun for me. I didn't like the way healthcare was changing, and I was feeling like a pawn in a game that I didn't want to play any longer. So I sold the pharmacy and wrote some scathing songs about healthcare from an insider's point of view.
When you perform live, what song of yours gets the most audience reaction?
On the new album?
In general.
In general, Change the Picture. Change the Picture came to me after I read about the savage beating of a black gay musician in New York City by the name of Kevin Aviance. and he was attacked by four young men. And I was trying to understand in my head somehow why they thought it was okay to jump a total stranger just because he appeared to be different from them. And that song is really what I came up with.
Change, change.
Nobody's born a racist. Nobody's born a homophobe. Nobody's born a bully. They learn all that stuff at home and in their churches, in the schoolyard, on the street, in the movies, on TV. Nobody's born with hate in their heart. It's what they learn from what they hear and what they.
What gets the most attention from the new album when you perform it?
Prescription Chaos. That's the lead track on the album. And everybody seems to really understand what I'm trying to convey there, because the pharmaceutical industry has kind of morphed from being an industry that's really working on cures and what's best for the American public to being an aggressive marketing machine.
One, two, three, four. There are ads on the TV and the radio, in newspapers and magazines too. The drug industry is marketing you. Desire, create a disease, convince you that you might be ill. So you run to your doctor's office for their new little pill. Prescription chaos, it's the American way. We can all feel better, take some drugs today.
They used to search for cures. Thank you. rash, shortness of breath, memory loss, hair loss, hypertension, tachycardia, stroke, heart attack, or death.
Why was it important for you to do an album about healthcare?
I was no longer happy within the profession that I had chosen for my career. I really felt that there was a shift in focus by the pharmaceutical industry and by the health insurance industry from patient care and patient concerns to being able to make more money. And it just seemed to shift to a bottom line oriented focus.
So you put it to music?
I did. Scathing songs about healthcare from an insider's point of view.
Link, I gather, is a nickname?
It is. Some of my close friends called me Link since probably junior high school. My last name is Lincoln.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah, and I spelled it with a Q because I'm queer, so it worked.
Perfect. Please tell me about the song Diversity Dance.
Every 5 years, a local farm, I guess I'd call it, it's actually, some of it's communally owned, and then there are individually owned homes within the area. And they have an anniversary party every 5 years. It was started back in 1973 by a group of 8 gay men who moved into the area from the city because they wanted to live in a place where they could be safe and at the same time be themselves and not have to hide. And it's a weekend-long party over Labor Day weekend. And as part of the festivities, they have a talent show. And people are encouraged to contribute, and I wanted to write a special song. And Diversity Dance is my contribution to that. It really catches the flavor of the party, because there are probably 200 people there, and it's a very diverse crowd. It's multi-generational, several different ethnicities, gay, straight, transgendered, and it is just a very welcoming, warm place to be. And I think I captured that with the song.
From your 2006 album, Fast Moving Dream, tell me about the song, Who I Need to Be.
That's really pretty autobiographical, the relationship between my mother and me. She never fully accepted me as I am, and spent basically her whole life trying to mold me into the person that she wanted me to be, and I just couldn't do that. And that song really, I think, tells the story pretty well.
Ooh, who I need to be, who I need to be. Well, she'd send me off to school in her frilly dress, with my ponytail curled just so. I'd grab my baseball glove on my way out the door. She'd just shake her head and say, don't you know that I'm your mother? Let me tell you who you need to be. Listen to your mother. I'm gonna tell you who you need to be. Need to be. Well, I grew up and went off to college. On my own, I explored the world out there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When I came back home, she said, where'd you get those clothes? And what did you do to your hair? But I'm who I need to be.
Who I need to be.
No, I'm not perfect. But I'm who I need to be.
Need to be.
What hit the fan? She said, how could you do this to me? Don't you know you're supposed to be with a man? Mom, I'm not perfect, but I'm who I need to be.
Who I need to be.
No, I'm not perfect, but I'm who I need to be.
And I'm going back even further. From your debut album from 2004, Journey, please talk about the song, Don't You Understand.
Don't You Understand. I've been actively involved working on marriage equality behind the scenes in Massachusetts, which is where I'm from, since before the lawsuit was even filed back in April of 2001. And so I was following that very closely. And during the first Constitutional Convention at the State House, I was just struck by the media that I was watching with the so-called people of faith standing on one corner holding up their hateful signs and yelling hateful things, and then seeing the lesbian couples across the street holding each other crying. And it was just such a crazy scene that it prompted that song. And Don't You Understand is really just specifically about how can people not see that marriage equality is about love, and it's about civil rights, and it's not about religion at all. And it seemed as though everything I saw in the attempt to shut down the passage of marriage equality was all religious-based, and I just had a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that people just didn't get that distinction, that it really was all about civil rights.
Our gay eyes, they are crying from the words used as weapons of hate. Our gay minds, they are reeling from the tort of the public debate. To have and to hold, till death do us part. Hey, what part of justice for all? Don't you understand? I said, what part of justice for all? We are a gentle, angry people. We're working on this issue every day. Those of you who would deny us simply because we're gay. To have and to hold, till death do us part. It's about rights, our civil rights, civil marriage, civil rights. It's not about hate, it's not about religion, no. And it's not about civil marriage, civil rights. Don't you understand? Why don't you understand? Our gay eyes, they are crying from the words used as weapons of hate. Our gay minds, they are a-reeling from the tone of the public debate. Hey, what part of justice for all? Don't you understand? I want to know what part of justice for all? Don't you understand?
I didn't mention earlier that Link's latest album, RX and the Side Effects, was produced by June Millington, who is a women's music icon, so I couldn't resist asking Link if it was a little bit intimidating performing next to June Millington.
Not anymore, but it started out that way. The first time I went into the studio with her, I was scared to death. She was just going to record 5 demos that I had ready to go, and it was It was quite an experience. But I have to say she's done a very good job moving me forward from the luminous green stage that I was in when I walked in. And now I think I could walk into anyone's recording studio and record just fine because they have a great program at the Institute for the Musical Arts, which is, she's the artistic director there, and that's where I've done all of my recording.
Is there any song you're just burning to tell me about?
Open Hearts and Open Minds from Fast Moving Dream. When I sold my pharmacy, I turned the space into a bookstore, cyber cafe, card gift store, because I wanted to stay in touch with the community. And about a month or so after the grand opening of the bookstore, an anonymous letter was published in a local newspaper in which the anonymous writer suggested to the community that they might not want to support the new bookstore because some of their hard-earned money might go into the gay and lesbian cause. And when I found out about the letter, it was from a straight friend who called me up all upset. She'd been crying and wanted my permission to write a letter to the editor, and I didn't know what she was talking about. So that made her even more upset because she didn't want to be the one to tell me. But when she read me the letter, about 3 hours later, Open Hearts and Open Minds was finished. That was it. It just kind of hit me. And actually, I think, what was really interesting with having that happen was it really backfired on Anonymous because it promoted a wonderful discussion in my community. And people were so supportive. I had people call me because I had some friends that convinced me that I needed to write a letter to the editor in response, which I did. And of course, I was not afraid to sign my name. And, the community just rallied around and they actually, I think gave me more business because of the letter. And once I finished the studio version of Open Hearts and Open Minds, the local radio station owner had told me, you know, to please bring it to him. And it was in rotation on that station all summer long because he was so upset that that letter was published. So it was an interesting situation.
It sounds kind of irresponsible of the newspaper to print an anonymous letter.
Well, you know, that a lot of people were upset by that because it really was anonymous. They honestly did not know who it was. And I think they learned a valuable lesson. I doubt that that will ever happen again. And incidentally, when I wrote the letter to the editor, I sent them a little note along with it. I said, please do not edit this because it was a little bit long, but I didn't want anything to be taken out of context. So I told them that, you know, they needed to print it in its entirety if they were going to print it. And they did. And at the end of the letter, there was this little box from the editor, and it said, congratulations, Ms. Lincoln. This is the gutsiest letter that I've ever seen published. And it was especially satisfying coming from him because he was quite elderly, and he'd been in published, you know, newspaper publishing for years and years and years. So he acknowledged that several of my friends had also written in favor of the bookstore, and they basically shut it down because they received so many letters, they just shut the whole thing down.
That's a good story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an emotional writer. I'm sure you can tell by all of the different songs that I've sent to you over time. I just, when I see something that affects me emotionally, I find it very easy to write about it.
Your poison pen strikes again, Anonymous, putting me down in public, 'cause I'm different from you. sexuality is not a sin. Hey, it's the skin I'm in, so get used to it. If Jesus were here today, he'd be ashamed of you. So why don't you start anew and put an end, put an end, put an end to this insanity? Cause open hearts and open minds, they can change the world. From you, so you hide behind your tarnished cross, putting my life in a box. To shut the lid, shut the lid, shut the lid, shut the lid, shut the lid on my humanity. What are you afraid of? What is it that you fear?
Open Hearts and Open Minds from Link's CD, Fast Moving Dream, from 2006. And you can find out more about all of her releases at linkmusic.com. And Link is appropriately spelled L-I-N-Q. Up next, I love a song that grabs you from the get-go, like this one.
Always another faded memory back to haunt me. Always another broken promise in your hand. Across the desert of my days gone by, through the forest of my darkness, up the mountains of the truth I'm bending, I am, yeah, through the waters of my greatest fears. Turn me into water, let me wash upon your face. Take away the salt that blinds your eyes. Turn me into sunlight, let me shine upon your hands. Fill you with the truth and kill the lies. Always another fading memory back upon me. Always another broken promise in your hand. Always another charming whisper here to taunt me. Always another silent scream sinks in the sand.
That was a bit of Landmarks of a Fool from the new CD Unmarked Highway by Mama's Black Sheep. And the band Mama's Black Sheep is the duo of Laura Cerulli and Ashlyn Miller. Each of them have strong music credentials. Laura has recorded for years in the band Sonya and Disappear Fear, and I've seen her. She's a fearless musician. And Ashlyn Miller was for many years half of the duo Common Bond. But together they are now Mama's Black Sheep, so I got them on the phone and talked with Laura first and asked her to tell me about the new album.
Unmarked Highway is the debut CD for Mama's Black Sheep. It's our first effort together, and Ashlyn and I have recorded many albums previously in other groups and on our own individually, but this is our first effort together. It took us about eight or nine months to finish it, and we're really thrilled with the final outcome and how everything kind of came together over time.
How did you come up with the name of the album?
The name of the album is actually from a lyric in one of the songs off the album. The song is I Am Here, and there's a lyric in there about unmarked highway as we're going, if we're driving down this unmarked highway. And so we ended up pulling it from there. We had lots of different ideas out on paper and kind of toiled over them for a week or so, figuring out which one we were going to go with, and that one won out.
Is there an overall message for the album?
I don't know about an overall message, but it's sort of just, it's kind of a big representation of love and life, and from many different perspectives, but I would say it's that.
Is there a particular song you want to talk about?
Possibilities is one of the songs that I often talk about at a live show. Possibilities is it's about a blind date, and usually when you hear people's blind date stories, they're terrible things of what happened, and you know, the most awful situation of their life, et cetera, et cetera. So I decided we needed a blind date song with a happy ending. And so I wrote one, and even though it's fictional, I think it helps balance out the good and evil on the planet, you know.
The clock is ticking, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Butterflies will stop. Windows open and a breeze blows across the room. And I am hoping that the twilight will be
was a bit of the song Possibilities. My regular listeners know that when doing an interview, I like to dig into the artist's musical past, and while that's not my intent, I sometimes catch them off guard. That's what happened when I asked Laura about this next song. I happened to have a demo CD she had pressed in 2002, when she was going by the name Cerulean Groove, and my favorite track from it was called She.
From the, pronounce this right, Cerulean Groove CD.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the song She.
She, wow. She is a kind of a song that I wrote about an ex who was just kind of not a very nice person. And I just kind of wanted to, I was just venting, essentially. That's me kind of venting about her. And yeah, she was just kind of a little person.
I do my homework.
Yeah, you do.
Walks a big way.
Got Ashlyn Miller on the phone, and like Laura, she also has a musical history before Mama's Black Sheep. So I first asked her to bring me up to date a little.
But Common Bond is no longer a duo, and I've since then been the Ashlyn Miller Band for 3.5 years, and then after that, I joined Laura with Mama's Black Sheep. So at Common Bond, we put out, I believe 7 albums, and then I put out a solo one by myself, and that's what Laura was saying earlier. And then this album is our first debut one together.
Is there a song Common Bond is most known for?
Probably Ain't Nobody Been But They Own, which is translated Ain't Nobody's Business But Their Own.
Kick it!
Washington, D.C.
Well, that's okay.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know what we say.
Check it out.
Woo!
Ain't nobody been up at the nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody been up the own. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody's business. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody been up the own. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody's business. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody been up the own. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody's business. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody been up the own. Ain't nobody been up the own, baby. Ain't nobody's business but they own, yeah.
That was Ain't Nobody Business from the 1994 Common Bond album Super Elastic Acoustic Plastic, and an extended live version can also be found on their Greatest Hits album, 10, from 2003.
Is there any song on the Mama's Black Sheep album that you want to talk about in particular?
Yeah, I do, actually. There's a song on there called Better With You. And, you know, the big craze of, you know, life is good, the bumper stickers, you know, the hats and all that. And, you know, I'm just seeing this all the time. We play at the beach every month and seeing all this. And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, you know what? Life is good. But sometimes it gets better, you know. And sometimes that's because of a person or, you know, Kitty or Poppy or whatever it is, it's better because of something changing in your life, you know. And so I wrote a song kind of wrapped around that idea that, yeah, life is good, but it's better with you.
You live right outside of my town. I'm always wondering where you're hanging around. I look for you at the laundromat, by the market, and out at your favorite park where you read your books till after dark. But I can't find you at all. Guess I should tell you when I call that it's better when I'm with you. It feels good when you
This is J.D. Doyle, and I thank you for checking out this segment of Out Radio. And I thank Link and Laura and Ashland of Mama's Black Sheep for the interviews. You can find out more about that group, logically, at mamasblacksheep.com. And I'm closing with my favorite track from their album, Unmarked Highway. It's called Think About You.
As I'm waking up in the late morning, I stretch and catch my breath. Dawn has broken, hours ago leaves me to wonder what I've missed. But I haven't slept well for a minute yet, and it's not because I feel blue. I just miss you so much. About you, I do. I think about you.
Yeah, I think about you.
I think about you, I do. You wake up my mind and wondering what you've been up to. Alone with my thoughts, my imagination takes me to places I want to go with you. But I haven't slept well for a minute yet, and it's not because I feel blue. I just miss you so much that my eyes won't rest, and it's because I think about you. I think about you. I do. I think about you. About you.
Yeah, I think about you.
I think about you. I do.